And now,
Capital 263.
Do it.
Hi guys, you're listening to Nayonai and the other guys, and one of the other guys got robbed again.
Oh Lord, guys, this time he took like really precious things. He lifted a David Jones bag. Sorry, can I need to say it again? My David Jones bag and my very cheap phone.
Him with a knife.
And he's going to sell it for like $5 on the street. That's what's touching me.
You know,
if you buy a David Jones bag for five bucks, let me know. Let me know.
Our producer always complains about how loud we are. Now I know how we get there. Because he gets robbed all the time.
I know, every day our emotions are like on peak.
How are you doing, Normaliso?
Right now, I'm happy to see you guys, but I'm so mad at the thief.
You know what? Yeah. We don't give him so much time. Miss Miri, what's up?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
You have been sleeping early these days.
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because I need to get up in the morning to run. I'm now on this whole running vibe, so yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Like, talking about running...
Don't even be like, whatever.
We have
fun.
Got Fitness Bay coming on like later on in the show. And we've got a person in a pink head wrap who brought a stray again.
I actually brought my partner in crime when it comes to cooking.
Aye.
This is Team Sensations.
Okay. So I'm going to take a picture of the girls, like one of the guys from Sensations, which is the business that Nyasha runs together with, with her. She's actually cool, but she's got a flu, so don't touch her hands. All right?
Well, she's conscious that you shouldn't touch her hands. And I was all over like, girl.
She's a She's a girl and it's February. People should touch
hashtag
hands.
Hashtag thirst must fall.
There we go. All right, so I want to give a big shout out to everyone who listened to our show previously. We are on Capital 263, free to save, free to do it. We're also on iTunes, so make sure you just listen, rate, review. The site is coming out soon and we are about to start the show. Do we have any? Oh yeah, I've got something cool. I've got a pre-show question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Since we're in the month of February, how do you tell someone that what you got them for Valentine's Day is pretty ugly?
You don't.
Pretty ugly is an oxymoron.
Because like, it's really ugly. Let me tell you why. We've got this. Do you know when you, at on Christmas time at work when you do gifts?
Yeah, the Christmas
Secret every Santa. Time, the 2 times in a row, right, so far, all the gifts I've got are t-shirts. The other one was oversized and the other one is a shirt which I only wear when I've run off everything.
Hey. I really think when you're walking around in the office, you should say, guys, my shirt size is size ningi.
Do you remember last week when I said that people are dropping hints on Twitter about what they want?
Yeah.
This is why we do it.
I told them I want a shirt.
Tell them the size.
Exactly.
No, it's the color that I don't like.
The size.
Seriously, what was the color that you don't like?
What color was it? What color was it?
This is weird purple.
This was like red.
Give it to me. I'll wear the leggings.
It makes me look... You know Shona.
Special me.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it makes me look like. All right. And the
that
hair
guy.
With the hair I have, you know.
Yeah.
But when it's Valentine's, I do tell someone like, dude, this chocolate that okay, not even chocolate. What you got me sucks.
I think as a general rule, if someone gets you something that's really sucky and you don't like it, you just don't say it. You don't want to hurt their feelings. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but no, era of being good people and very honest people as encouraged in the church, please alert them that the next time you want to buy me a gift, have a sassy way to ask me what you want for Valentine's Day.
Or ask my friends. I feel like if we're in that kind of space,
what I want.
Know.
Normalis is like super like, wait a minute. Super loud.
She's extra.
Do you know how the best way, do you know the best way you can stop all of that is wait a week from now, but right now about to jump into a week ago. This is a bad segue, but
this was a very bad line.
All right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, we're about to listen to what happened about a week ago.
About a week ago,
Right, to kick off our about a week ago. So last week, there was the State of the Nation address where fists were thrown. Is that the right?
Were flung.
Tish, dude, whatever. Where fists were flung in the South African Scrabble coin. All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so what? And then there was the ZANU ZIMPF guys splitting up.
ZANU. Like,
sorry, the ZIMPF. So Joyce Mujuru kind of split up with everybody. It's just like you.
You're fired.
Everybody.
So doing, who's left in the party now, though?
Do you know what? They were like, no, she's the one who kicked herself out. We are still the party.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
I must say, right now, with the current state of the nation, mm-hmm. where we're headed for elections because everybody wants regime change, whether you're admitting it or not, or now you can say you're ZANU PF and see how many people are going to bash you on this podcast. I dare you.
I am Onai.
But anyway, I don't think what she did was wise. Yes, there have been rumors in the political circles that the people that she fired are like planted in by ZANU-PF, but I still feel like people are giving ZANU-PF so much credit about planting in people. You know what? Those who have been in ZANU-PF before, when they get out, it's cold. Ouchie.
They are new farmers.
Would know. I played one
they
nigga
know a
who
lot
was
about
there.
Planting,
okay,
you know?
It's very cold, so sometimes you're gonna call on your niggas who are inside the house to throw you shit on outside.
All right. The question that I have about this whole situation is that when I saw it on Twitter, a lot of people were so much about the State of the Nation Address 2017. As opposed to our own political stuff. So my question is, do Zimbabweans care more about South African politics than our own?
No, Zim politics is not as exciting. Wait? Yes, it's not as exciting as other countries.
What you talking about? We've got a person who calls F.U. to the president. His Excellency, I didn't say that. It's a quote. Don't take me away. But then, why does it seem as if we only care about South African politics? We know about the DA. We know about the EFF. We do not know the vice president of an opposition party. I don't know which number.
How many opposition parties
are
there?
60.
What?
So why do you think young Zimbabweans care more about South African politics?
Because there's freedom of speech. Nobody's going to come look for you at your house and hound you and abduct you and beat the hell out of you. So we can say whatever we want, but here it's not the same.
Like that's the only thing.
We've got freedom to express ourselves about their ideas, even if it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Here, when it means something and you want to express yourself, it's you're like, get it down. Skurubi is not fresh. Ask
Pastor E.
He ain't saying nothing.
Speaking of which, I mean,
he ain't saying nothing.
I was gonna say that it's also because I think because a lot of Zimbos are based or operating in South Africa, they're greatly affected by what's going on that side.
But they're not even going to vote there. But the young people aren't talking about voting now, which really bugs me.
Yeah, but then we also got concerned about the American elections. We weren't voting
there.
We caught feelings because it was Donald Trump. It was like
my other question then goes to like, are we too much in South African culture as a whole because we like South African music?
Music is good.
Some of my friends like South African girls. Let's hear you say their girls are good.
No, their girls are pretty.
I will ask Onai. I'm gonna take you back to Memoryland when we went for Pan Africans Debate Championships. How many girls from SA did you go dang to?
I went dang to a Botswana, babe. Damn, I'll never forget that one. Do you know, every single time I bumped into that babe, right? I remember her name. Her name was Amanda Janssen. She looked like a...
Ooh, Amanda was hella fresh.
Every time I bump into her, I'd be like, yo, so when are you guys coming to Zim? And she told me. Then I'd bump into her again. I'm like, when are you guys coming to Zim? And she'd tell me.
Uh-huh. And then did she come?
No, she never did.
She didn't come for that pants, yeah?
She just nyamalalad. Then the last time, I was like, when are you going to come to Zim?
Disappear.
Oh.
Like, when are you going to come to Zim? And she was like, dude, do you know you did ask me?
Like a gazillion times. Like, can you stop already?
Do you know, she's the type of girl who, when you talk to her, she kills all semblance of pickup line.
Wow.
She was that
She pretty. Makes you...
She
like,
was
oh,
that
bang.
Woke.
I
okay, so I'm going to say, have you ever met a Zimbo like that?
Silence. Mm. Anyway, moving on.
Is that interesting?
No, I ask because it could be the same thing with politics. We get so hyped up about other things because they're not really, you're not as.
So Zimbabweans aren't as interesting as South Africans?
That's what I'm saying. Well, hey, politically.
I want to tell you guys something.
I know Zimbabwean babes though.
This week, during the week, I went for this American embassy talk where #SheVotes2018.
Uh-huh.
Was doing a presentation for their organization and stuff and their campaign. And this guy, he's a young leader. His name is Ostalos. I'm sure you guys have heard he was once abducted during the June, July.
We don't care about politics, remember?
But anyway, you guys. But anyway, so he says this thing that I feel like is very critical, that our politics doesn't have that zing that takes
That's
the
what
young
I'm saying.
People to.
We
Do you know that
dead.
Sona was like walking into the red carpet for BET Awards or for like Oscar Awards, and then you get in there and it's like politics. Those people are like rocking up in like
we do not
David
have,
Clale clothes.
Listen,
well, I'm like,
with
what
the number of portals we have
here
in Zimbabwe, we do not have time to put a red carpet in front of Parliament House.
Do you want them to put a red carpet and see how it's going to not even...
It won't work.
We're not allowed to
be anywhere near Parliament House. So how are they going to put a red carpet for us to be there taking pictures
so
and all the rest
of it? So we're basically not interested in Zimbabwean politics. Because we've been shut out. It's like ZBC to us. It's just there.
Oh yeah, ZBC guys is going to have 16 channels making 4 million jobs and then return off. $1 billion in revenue.
Where is this money supposed to be coming from?
Your TV license.
Hi.
All right. So that's another thing I wanted to take off about a week ago, that like some of the truths that seem like jokes that our government gives us, and this is with all due respect to the government, but people laugh about this.
Yeah.
4 million jobs from 12 stations. That's very hopeful. Yeah, okay. Then the other issue about kids learning Shona and Ndebele.
That buttered my moyo, guys. It's like, it's follow me on Facebook.
The only problem I have with Zimbabweans with that is that you guys didn't read. It wasn't about like later on. It's like,
yes,
ECD.
I read. Don't think that I was talking about how do you bridge a child. You know what? Let me speak in Ndebele so that I want people who can't understand Ndebele to feel like I'm talking nonsense. Umntwana osanda kufunda ngesiNdebele, for them to go ayefunda grade 1 and the teacher starts saying good morning class, iwe wakadzidza uthi sabona mntwana kunjani uthi yebo mbalisi ngiyaphila, the transition is just too hectic. Can you see how these two are blank right now? Can you see how they are blank?
Yeah.
My point exactly, because we haven't integrated regions and we haven't even started talking about how the other region can learn the other language. I was forced to learn that language because I was here. Now try to imagine how will we get to university already just per grade 1, if Nyasha by any chance your dad has moved to Bulawayo, you've been learning in Shona, and then you all get into class, the other one is Ndebelefied, the other one is Dongafied, and the other one is Shonafied in their native language, and so it's like, okay, good morning guys, no, but 1 + 1, and you're
right,
like,
right, I had, all right, we hear it. You. I'm just, okay, I've got two things to say. Firstly, I had a conversation with my cousin. She was a teacher. She says basically why people are so stuck, why they want to teach people in these languages, in their home languages, because it's easier for them to learn in that language, né? Yes, it's wrong, because when you then cross over to secondary, tertiary education, it's not going to make sense, because that's going to be in English full on, and you can't then start learning and sophistication and the rest of it.
My issue isn't with the language. My issue is, what are you going to teach an ECD kid? This is less than 5 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
What are you going to teach them that they're going to comprehend? In grade one, we only learn 1 + 1. We only go to division when we're in grade 3. What are you going to teach a kid in Christian?
How to that count?
No, guys. No.
How are you teaching them click on an icon, because there's computers, okay? Click on an icon in Shona. Please help me, guys. If you can say that statement in Shona. It's very ridiculous when we're talking about
speaking
it.
Speaking of clicking on icons, we're going to talk about some things that are clicked a lot, all right? How much porn do you think Zimbabweans watch?
A lot, especially the guys.
No, girls too. All right. So according to something done by TechZim, so like something I saw from TechZim's an article by TechZim, they said that in the top 10 of the most visited sites in Zimbabwe, that means including Google Zim, YouTube, Google International, Facebook, Yahoo, Alibaba, Newsday, Herald. At number 9 are its videos of adults. You know, people.
What? Not a particular site, just its videos.
Generally, okay. Zimbabweans like watching the top 10 of the things we look for on the internet is people shagging each other.
Okay, I'm getting goosebumps.
All right. Now, my question
What's
is.
What's number 10?
Number 10 was.
He just 10? Was stuck in
number. I know, right? Abang was stuck and he's like, oh, wow.
Number 10 must have been. The Herald? No. Was it the Herald?
No.
It wouldn't have been.
I'm sure it was.
It can't.
But then, who wants to be beat by adult videos, right? But my question is it time? Okay. In Russia, they recently banned Brazzers.com,
which is
a porn site. Okay. One of the top 3 porn sites is YouPorn.
Pornhub.
What?
No, that's where they fall in.
Pornhub,
okay?
And
guy friends.
There's you, okay. Pornhub.
I don't believe it. Why are you just boomerang like that? Nyasha, tell us, what would you be looking for?
Alright.
Nothing.
Anyway. Must fall. Yes. I wanted. There's YouPorn, Pornhub, and Brazzer. So Brazzer was shut down because they were saying like the kids are pretty much going bonkers.
But then what about the other one?
They were shut down too.
This like every single porn site.
If they did the same thing in Zim, do you think people would protest?
No. Like seriously, there are more intense issues out there.
No,
than,
but we don't protest intense issues either.
Guys,
we're passive resistant people.
Mm-mm.
The only thing we really protested was the data. That's how Zimbos went out.
Well, technically we didn't protest, but we bashed the people.
Do you know why people protested data?
Because we
still wanted to watch porn.
Wait, I buy that one.
Okay, now it's time to go to hashtags and .coms. So today on hashtags and .coms, we had so many hashtags going on, like really seriously political hashtags. You know what I mean?
Obvious, there was, this is Africa.
Right? There was Sona, State of the Nation from South Africa 2017, which mm-hmm. we talked about. And there was also ZimPF split. But right in there, right, there was a very crazy hashtag I saw. It was Run With Fitness Bay.
Yes,
and
there was.
When I was like, this Run With Fitness Bay, who is this person who's got herself politically in there?
Did you slide into her DM?
Of course I did.
Oh, of course. Trust on I to do that.
All right. Mm-hmm. So today we are lucky enough to have Fitness Bay here.
Hey.
Do you know what? I really don't know your name. So why don't you just tell me what's your actual name?
Can we first
name?
Can we first guess? Can we first guess?
Yes, you can guess.
From your Twitter handle, I call you Makups.
What do I call him? No, you said Makupsi. I call him Makupsi.
Okay, it's Makupsi.
Oh, so coming from...
Okay, I'm a mom. My mm-hmm. daughter's name is Kopakwashe,
mm-hmm.
but her nickname is Kupsi.
Okay.
So Ma... Kupsi.
Oh. Ooh, Ma Kupsi.
Ooh, Ma Kupsi. Yeah,
that's
hello.
Where it comes from.
Okay. All right.
So, like, basically what we want to talk about today is the hashtag.
Okay. All right.
What does Run With Fitness Bay, what's it all about?
Okay. Run With Fitness Bay is a fitness movement.
Mm-hmm.
When I started this, it was just out for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got a friend of mine, Tari. We used to run together. We use WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
To track our runs and everything, we use an application, NRC.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Nike Plus application.
Yes.
So,
oh, we stay on run testing.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah,
no,
still on
no,
run
no.
testing.
There's so many other apps you can try.
Mm-hmm.
But then, this one winter, I said to her, you know what? If we are going to maintain our weight, we have to do something. Let's run every day.
Winter.
For a week.
You guys are mad.
Yeah.
Hey, winter is made in winter.
Yeah. You see, so we're like, you know what? Let's give ourselves a challenge. To run for 7 solid days
uh-huh.
and see if we can make it through. So we ran for 7 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way through to Sunday.
How long, what were the distances that you guys
like
were running?
Any distance you want, but we had a minimum distance. I think it was 4Ks.
Okay.
So anything that's more than 4Ks mm. for 7 days, even if you wanted to, you could run 4Ks every
you know
single
what?
Day.
7 days is a very unique number because that's the number of days people take to make that beer.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
and you know what? And a lot of Zimbabwe.
And I'm blinking. I'm very lost currently.
Yeah, you're not Shona enough for that.
Yeah.
No. Also, that I'm like in rehab now.
Nah. Mm. Right. So, how did this turn into the actual hashtag?
Into the actual hashtag. What then happened was the following year, we're like, you know, it can't just be the two of us. Let me tweet about this and find out if anyone else is as crazy about fitness as I am. And then, like, lots of people started sliding into my DM. They're like, we wanna take part. We wanna take part. And then that's when I changed my username to Fitness Bay because, like, I'm all fitness.
You know,
things.
That's like a big thing to call yourself Fitness Bay because
yeah.
I think every country has got its Fitness Bay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
if you're taking up that one,
yes, it's my.
You set the bar.
I'm keeping
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, now I'm Fitness Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously people can't then say. You know, hashtag Fitness Bay because I am
you
Fitness,
are Fitness Bay.
Bay
yeah.
So I'm like, no, I enjoy running. So let's make it Run With Fitness Bay. Run with me on this
okay.
journey.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it came about. Run With Fitness Bay.
Did you expect that kind of reaction when you put it out? Because when I saw it, it's among the top 3-4 of the trending things on Zimbabwe on Twitter and probably mm-hmm. somewhere else. Did you expect that type of reaction?
Not even. I was actually shocked when I found out.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
really? Oh my gosh.
You're famous now, girl.
Now, if you ever grow fat, and I'm not saying anything about fat people, but like, if you ever grow fat, you know, you're going to have you've disappointed everyone.
No, it won't happen, guys. Because you know what? I'm very honest about my journey. Like, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I'll be like, guys, I've had a really bad day today. I had a slice of cake. Oh gosh, I feel so bad. But I don't lie about my journey because... There are ups and downs to the whole thing. You will be okay for a while. Then you also have your fallbacks sometimes. So,
okay.
yeah, maybe one day you'll see me and I'm like a KG more.
She
but
just talks about a kg.
But you know, right?
A kg. Some of just us gain a whole millimil pack.
Okay, yeah. So I saw a flyer that's got you in Greenwood Park. You're going to be having a Run with Fitness Bay.
Yes, I am. Event. On the 25th.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, it's just something that I've come up with. I realized that gyms are expensive.
Bruh. They really are. They really are.
$50 minimum going up, not down. And with my journey, I did everything from home.
Okay.
I never like went into a gym.
Girl,
anything.
Such discipline.
Yes.
I know, right?
So I said to myself, let me think of something that everyone can get involved in. Mm-hmm. Like we can run. Running is free. We can skip. We can stretch. We can do all sorts of things. We can talk about a fitness journey. Mm. And, you know, it doesn't have to cost you much. For this event, you just have to show up. You don't need to. Just bring your water, your rope, and the towel, and you're done.
Hey, the type of towels we're going to see there.
Just wash your towels, just guys. Your towel.
All right. So, like, the people that were taking selfies and whatever, this Run with Fitness Bay, when it came out as a hashtag and it was trending like yesterday, was it because it started yesterday or it was going on and then it built up to then blowing up yesterday?
Okay. The Run with Fitness Bay actually has a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
So in this group, there's like people from all over the world. There's Algeria, there's Malawi, there's UK, there's Botswana, South Africa. Mm-hmm. Almost every country is in there.
Except Kenya, because they'll beat it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So because of that, you know, like every time someone posts their run, like their run or workout, because it's not necessarily running. Some people do yoga. Some people like play table tennis. It's different things. But once you do your workout, I encourage people to then post it on social media and use the hashtag. So we're doing a challenge this week. Mm-hmm. We've got a guy called Dennis. He's in Namibia. Mm-hmm. He won the last running challenge that we had. Mm-hmm. So he came up with this whole schedule for this week.
Are there prices?
Unfortunately, not this time.
Not yet. Yeah. The sponsor's going to come. Watch.
Yo, nice. Like, we calling you out. Give people some prices over there.
Yeah.
So what happened this week was, yesterday was the last day of the challenge. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone's excited. You're like, guys, this is what we did this week. You know, that day I nearly didn't run and then this happened. So everyone's posting. So I think that's how the whole thing just went viral, because we were talking about the last day because it was hard. We ran 10Ks yesterday.
Wow.
So, do you know what? I kind of like this. So, like, as my last question before we just kind of, like, you know, have to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. How do we participate? Like, anyone wants to join the WhatsApp group, or anyone wants to participate in some of the other things that are going to be going on with Run with Fitness Bay, how do we participate?
Okay, there are different ways to get in touch with me, but the first one, obviously, is my phone number, 0716-960-823.
Okay.
I'm on social media. You can find me on Facebook, The Fitness Bay.
Hey.
The fitness bay.
And then you can find me on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter. It's Mark Kupsi.
Okay.
So yes, that's where you can find me.
All right. So Mark Kupsi, whose real name we still don't know.
Do you want to give us your real name?
No,
just shout out your blog one time for people to get to catch up with you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. My blog is markkupsi.wordpress.com.
All right. Mark Kupsi is MAKUPSY. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So thank you very much, Makupsi. We'll hope to run with you and take selfies.
Oh, no. Nayo Nayo and the other guys are coming for the
25th of February.
Yes. Oh, no. We're definitely.
The whole team will be there.
Yep. That will be so much fun, guys.
Guys. All right. Thank you so
see
much.
You
thank you.
Can you tell us your Valentine's story?
So this is what happened in high school. I think it was like in Form 3 or something. And I didn't have a Valentine's because I was like really serious and single and everything. So I got myself a rose. And then I made sure I got to school really early.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left the rose on my desk. Then went all over the school, waited for all my friends to come in. Then came back and surprised when I got to my desk. I was like, oh my god, oh my gosh, I got Valentine's.
Was it that bad for you?
I guess it was bad.
Did you at least give him a name like Bill?
Okay.
No.
Unfortunately, my expressions are so transparent. My friends are like, girl, dude, like, it's
so
okay.
So you bought
yourself
your own Valentine's present.
I did, shame.
Man. Okay. The second edition hashtags on .coms. I added in the theme music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what, anyway.
Very moody.
You're getting us in the feels.
Hey.
Ooh. Yeah.
But okay. This girl got into the fields because of Valentine's. Our very own other guy, Miss Mona 263. Check out our blog on missmona263.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
It's called About of Valentine's and Other Pressures.
Yeah.
She is pretty much saying stuff Valentine's. Okay. Those.
She was venting.
What was she saying?
Well, she spoke about how, okay, besides the pig and stuff, which I understand because mm-hmm. of church, they've been really teaching us about that. So, yes, Mona, well done to you for applying Pastor Tom's teachings.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the stuff, it looked like she was saying that people only feel that they love you on Valentine's Day. Yeah. And stuff.
I think some people are actually pressured to get stuff on Valentine's Day.
No, the pressure
just
is real,
guys.
But that's like saying on Christmas, I don't get a Christmas gift. Of course, they want a gift.
Let's bring some context. She's pretty much saying don't celebrate Valentine's Day because celebrate every other day.
Yes. And you know what? Everyone who says that is just single.
No, she's not single.
No. Even when
allow
I was
me to
bait
finish.
Up. No,
allow me to finish.
Okay.
Because the truth of the matter is that even when you're bait up, yeah, the type of love that you get on Valentine's Day is not the same type of loving that you
listen.
Get each and every other day. So yes, we can say let's encourage each other to do that. The next time you give that kind of love that you get on Valentine's every day, you're gonna call you a pussy ass nigga.
Anyone who
you know that guys,
anyone
you know that
you're gonna get us in trouble with your cussing. I'm joking. It's allowed. It's free to say, free to do it. All right. But then the thing is, for me, anyone who says that if you're baited up, your boyfriend's broke.
No, guys. No, seriously.
I'm
no,
joking.
That's just real painful. Although I don't think that you really need money to be special about Valentine's. There's so much more that you can do without money.
Like what?
Like
picnic.
For her. No. Picnic.
Cook.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could also like
picnic requires money, guys.
Listen, Pinterest. Is your friend.
Oh, yes.
Pinterest requires data, which requires money.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Ona. You cannot
seriously.
Be that broke.
Bruh. 50 cents, you get 50 megabytes. Okay.
You can do a lot
you
with
get
50
megabytes.
Here's my deal. A lot of... I used to date this girl, right? And she was like, I don't like Valentine's. It's so petty and whatever, right?
Please tell me you bought her a gift on Valentine's
Listen,
Day.
I knew that all girls who say that are hypocrites.
Yes,
right.
We
fake,
ain't
You are not hypocrites. It's because
Miri.
You're single.
You
right
got
now.
Yourself
no,
a roast.
I'm telling
down.
You. No, listen. No, I told you even when I was bait up. I told Bay. I was like, no. This
you
Valentine's
know what?
It's
you
not
know
a
what?
Big deal.
It's
drops
relax.
Drops
okay,
mic.
Girl.
How?
Okay.
You pushed
so
yourself
anyway,
around.
Anyway, it was a long distance relationship. I got something for her, right? And I sent it over to her. Slay. Aye. So she got it. Hey, brah, brah. So when I got it for her, she was so excited, and that frankly disappointed me because I'm like, I thought, do you know what? If you're one of those girls who says she's anti-Valentine's, when a guy gets you something, the true proof to see that
you should
really
be angry.
You should be like, dude, I don't want this.
No, but then, guys, a gift is a gift. Were you going to send that gift on another day? Were you going to send that gift on another day?
Specifically on Valentine's Day.
Let me show you what she then said, right? Mm. Listen, babe. Okay, you're not my babe anymore, but if you're listening to this, right, I'm sorry. She then said...
At least we don't know your name.
Hey. So her friends were like, oh, is your boyfriend getting you something for Valentine's? She was like, no, I don't know. Why didn't she tell her friends that? No, I told him I don't want anything for Valentine's. These girls are out
because
here misrepresenting
mob
themselves.
Mob psychology. When you're with your friends, you're not going to be like, I don't care. No, of course not.
You're
going to be
like,
oh, even
so,
me also.
At the
no,
end of
guys,
the day.
People who are always like the extreme left of everything stay winning. See Miss Mona. She stays winning. We was
listen,
like,
so at the
what?
End of the day, okay. I'll
but if Mark Potter doesn't buys her a gift, I dare her to
listen,
take it back.
If Mark Porter, who's her boyfriend, right? I don't know if we put it out there.
He shouldn't be hiding their relationship anyway.
Listen,
so.
If that nigga is buys you anything, you should take it back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're talking nothing.
Yes.
Right?
So hashtag,
I hate Valentine's
listen,
thing.
As our labor of love to the youth, what is our take on Valentine in 2017?
Wait, as Zimbos or in general?
Yeah, I was about to say.
In general.
Ish. In general, Valentine's... It's become so tacky.
Mm.
And it's become a corporate gimmicky thing where they just want to make money for no... Well, for reason, obviously, profits margin.
Do you know how many restaurants I've seen on Facebook go, oh, Valentine's special,
like
bring
me.
Your loved ones, $75.
So are you,
oh, Valentine's... Oh, my God.
Are you not
really?
Going to go there just because...
There's this one that I one saw where they guys. Have like a movie thing, I think at the museum or something.
It's so cool.
It's really cool. It's different and I love it.
Says the person who hates Valentine's.
No. She's saying she likes the concept.
Not necessarily why it's been celebrated.
All right. You know what? We've got like 5 minutes to tackle very difficult conversations, which are coming on later in the feeling station. But at the end of the day, listen, you do you, boo-boo, when it comes to Valentine's. And guys, if your girl says she hates Valentine's,
get her a gift.
Don't get her anything.
No, get her a gift.
Don't get her anything. Running against time, we are going into a segment called The Feeling Station. Nyasha, what you got for us today?
This music is making me have the feels. Today is brought to you by Beyonce's Upgrade You.
Hey.
Explain why.
We had this young article that we ran into. So basically what they were saying, this girl was doing like an androda type thing. She says, I'm 26 years old. My parents died a long time ago. And then I met this man guy who helped fund for my education up until grade 7 or form 4.
Take note, the guy is poor.
Yeah, so he was poor. Sorry, yeah, he was poor. And then he struggled to pay for her fees and stuff. So
where did he get the money?
He was selling tomatoes and onions. Yeah, he was selling, really, really grinding for her because he wanted her to be the best person that she could be, right? Which is what we want for our next
person.
So
he was basically her startup bae.
Basically.
All right.
Then okay. So then after that, he was like, listen, I can't now afford to take you to the next step because can we just put a pause on this and then until I find a better job. Okay. So he goes and finds a better job and then he's like, okay, now you can go and finish off your education.
Oh, he's driving haulage trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I like the side notes. Mm-hmm. then she's now a qualified doctor. But she says, I feel like he's not of my caliber anymore.
She's a qualified doctor like Dr. Mujuru and now she's chucking away all that.
No, like doctor.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And then she's like, I feel like he's just not up to my standard now. So what should I do? I don't love him anymore. I want to just leave him.
This is the problem I have with girls who you save. J. Cole, in his album 2014 Forest Hills Drive, immortalized this emotion that I'm feeling right now. Hey, don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
No, but she wanted to be saved.
No, she doesn't want to be saved. Let me tell you why. Uh-huh. So the thing is, when you treat a girl like that, you take care of a woman like you are her daddy, and she doesn't call you daddy. Right? Listen, one day she's gonna kick you off the shelf.
No, but she was grateful at that point in time, but then she's now at such a stage.
Nah, babe, I'm sorry to say, but I need to check her sister out. Listen, this nigga been done grinding for years, so if anything, that's his level. He could have taken that money and upgraded himself, but
that's
he chose
true.
To upgrade
that's
you.
Actually
stay
true.
Loyal.
You know
stay
what?
Loyal.
Because at the end of the day, the question is, just because... No, but hold on, wait. I just flip back. Mm-hmm. If you invest in someone, bruh, it doesn't mean they should pay back, bruh.
Stay loyal. That's paying back.
But what? You're loyal to money.
To me.
No. To
not
him.
It's not even about money anymore, though. Mm. Because you can't put a price on what he's done for her.
It's not just about the money that he paid for her education. It's about the love that was
Yeah,
because
she wouldn't have gone through school
push.
Like that.
Has this girl met another guy? A richer guy?
I honestly think so. I can't believe this girl.
Do these girls actually exist? Because...
Yes.
If she does leave this nigga, guy, she's gonna get a nigga who is crappy as
yes. He'll treat her very bad.
So abusive.
This is what
I don't
you're
wish
hoping
that.
For. Listen,
but I don't wish that on her. But then, like,
do you know?
And she's gonna ruin that guy. She's gonna ruin the track
for the rest of the
rest of the girls. Like, he's gonna be like,
for the rest
have,
of you guys,
I have done so much.
Well,
for
I'm made up. I'm not sure about me.
No, my issue with this type of girl is that she is super ungrateful. All right.
Yeah.
But I will not lie. I think girls who do this for guys.
Yes.
Who use guys.
No.
They know who use them.
Yes, they are. That will work for the guy to
Olinda,
get to.
Olinda, guys, what are we saying?
Oh.
Keep it here. No, I just thought I should bring it home.
Yeah, because I heard Olinda's live again. We're recording this on a Saturday, so Olinda and Stana are both live. But at the end of the day, bruh, and I feel like the problem with girls who raise you up is that they start feeling like their money is everything. And this is why these niggas act up.
No.
No, but that's not
think
the issue.
That's not the issue, especially with this guy. This guy, I really don't think that he was about the money. He was about if she... I honestly think that people who help someone else grow, they should do it selflessly. he shouldn't expect her to stay tied to him, but at the same time, you should expect reciprocated love and affection.
Yeah. Before I flip to the other side.
Because I'm on the other side.
No, before I flip, I just wanted to say that sometimes why she feels bad is because she knows that what she wants to do is really crappy. But like, if your conscience can still bring you to say, but he doesn't deserve that because he hasn't been bad to you.
Does she deserve, regardless of how she got there, does she deserve a guy who is not in a league anymore? Because you know how that feels when you're dating a girl.
This whole thing, Yemad Lika, gets complicated because what is your league? Because you can get another doctor who's probably an airhead, doesn't love you, or doesn't care for you.
What if you get one who loves you and cares for you? Because what you're saying is that logic that says the girl that you cheat with is the one who's going to dump you. Some girls who are the small house actually become good housewives or just women.
Yeah,
life is unfair.
Okay,
like
that's true. And okay, me flipping to the other side is that sometimes it's okay when you're unhappy, bounce, rather than to make the next person unhappy.
The thing is, they'll
forgive you better if you like sit down with them and say, you know what, I'm grateful for what you've done. I don't want to be here because I feel like I'm held at ransom and I end up not loving you. This is not working.
But this chick is mad.
Let's go.
This chick is bad though. I'm flipping like you are, bro. Hey, this is mobbing. Flipping parties.
Flipping parties.
Yeah.
No, but my thing is, I don't know, guys. She shouldn't be tied to him. She shouldn't be tied to him.
Do you know what? At the end of the day, whatever financial investment you make in a woman or a man, don't expect it to be whatever didn't return, because people ain't loyal, man.
But I don't understand. I don't understand at what point she was like, okay, you're out of my league now.
Because now she's working.
He couldn't buy her anything for Valentine's. That's what happened.
No, but he's taken her through so much. Yeah, that's what I'm failing to understand. Like, I know she shouldn't be tied to him. And she shouldn't be like, oh, no, you know, I have to stay because he's done so much for me. But at the same time, it's like,
we've been through it all. These girls ain't loyal, blah, blah.
Yeah, but guys, there's certain levels of loyalty. If I stay there, still hate you, we're going to have an issue, right?
We're going to be unhappy.
I'm going to resent you. There's going to be so much bitterness, and we're going to end up living in the same house but living separate lives.
Man, so
or then, even being cheated on.
What's the moral of the story? We're running out of time now.
Moral of the story, do what feels right for you, because there's no formula.
And then respect a person that has put in work to upgrade you. At the very least, don't address the fact that they are not
in your level.
Just address the fact that you are now unhappy. But if you're doing it because you're greedy, girl, check yourself.
All right, just to end, there's an issue that we didn't talk about. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna post it on all our Facebooks. Do you think that your girlfriend or boyfriend should have the passcode into your phone? We're gonna put this up. We're gonna put it up on Facebook, and we're gonna read out your answers on the next show next week. Is that cool?
Yeah,
I'm done.
All right. All right, cool. So my name is Onai Online. You've been listening to Naina and the other guys. This is Unfiguring Out Adulthood in 30 or so minutes.
Unfiguring out? What does that even mean?
Unfiguring it out in 30 or so minutes. But anyway,
because it's already Nyasha Tembeza on Facebook and Nyasha.Tembeza on Instagram.
Yep.
Miss Miri on Twitter and Miri Nyakuzuka on Facebook. And Miri Nyakuzuka.wordpress.com.
Hey.
Okay, flaming arrow on every social network. Where I strike, I set up blaze.
All right, so follow us, Capital263, and everywhere. Right, bye-bye.
And now. Capital 263.